Dr. John Anderson, he's from the University of Cardiff in Wales, says that's the way it is. He'll be presenting those findings at the Royal Geographical Society. So I asked him, are surfer dudes the eco-warriors for our times?
Surfers are often studied from a strictly sociological perspective, and that does lead to this kind of archetypal surfer dude image that's well known in sort of Western popular culture. But when you study it from a human geography perspective, we see something different. Human geography is about the relationships between people and place, and surfers have a very strong relationship to the coasts from which they surf from, the waves they ride, and the coastal places that serve these communities. So surfers can be understood as almost the archetypal ecological stewards because their surfing practices connect them to the very places around them.
Describe a surfer dude, actually. Not everybody will have met one.
Kind of long hair, quite inarticulate, would talk to one another in groans and moans and say things like, excellent. But beyond that caricature, surfers are generally male, generally between the ages of, 18 and 35, but increasing number of females are surfing, and that stereotypical image is increasingly being broken down as the surfing movement gains greater popularity.
And they care about the coast, and that's your point. They care about the environment because they need it to work.
They love the practice of surfing. That gives them a deep understanding about coasts and tides, for example, a hydrological understanding, but also the communities that enable them to surf, the clubs, the surf schools, give them a strong sense of attachment to particular local areas and a strong sense of almost informal ownership of those areas when they want to preserve them for the future.
And what is it about surfing that becomes this almost religious experience to so many surfers?
Surfing is this raw glide across a moving body of water. There's energy in the waves. And surfers almost harness that energy and they get a feeling they call stoke, a kind of relational sensibility, a sense of strong emotion they feel from the practice of surfing. And it's an adrenaline high that they can't get in any other way. And that close proximity to nature that they get through surfing lends itself to this stewardship and strong sense of attachment to the waves and the coasts.
Dr. John Anderson, so surfers are eco-warriors too. If you want to comment on that, BBC World Service on Facebook. This is World Update.